was drying the dishes with my dad, but he kept giving me dirty dishes. We can't eat off dirty dishes.
Nope, you sure can't. It's important to clean those dishes and to clean your mind. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Let's get started today in the New Testament letter written to the Philippians. Here's chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Listen to what it says. Brothers and sisters, continue to think about what is good and worthy of praise. Think about what is true and honorable and right and pure and beautiful and respected. And do what you learned and received from me, what I told you and what you saw me do. And the God who gives peace will be with you. Here's our story today. It's called, What Are You Looking At? What you doing, Trev? Trevor jumped as he quickly clicked to a different tab on his computer. Nothing, Dad. Just looking up something for homework. His father looked at him curiously, but then he said, Well, supper's almost ready. Come set the table. Trevor's fingers trembled as he clicked out of the tabs on his computer. His heart raced as he went to help his dad. Everything seemed normal during supper, but he still felt nervous and wondered what his dad had seen. After devotions, Trevor started to leave, but Dad's voice stopped him. Hey, Trevor, help me wash these dishes, okay? Trevor tried to act natural. Sure, Dad. He grabbed a towel. To his surprise, Dad grabbed a plate, dipped it in the soapy water, and set it in Trevor's side of the sink. He dipped another one and set it on top of the first one. Trevor finally said something. Dad, what are you doing? Those aren't clean. You have to wipe off the food. Oh, I do? A few specks of food won't hurt any of us. Just rinse and dry them. He kept passing the dirty dishes. We can't eat off dirty plates. You have to wash them. Trevor put the plates back into the dishwasher, frustrated with his father's behavior. You're right. Dad wiped off a plate and handed it to Trevor. Is that better? Yes, finally. Why were you doing that? Well, Dad said, I think you have some cleaning up to do in your heart. I saw what was on your computer. You did? I'm sorry. My friend was looking at some bad sites and he showed me. The first time I just looked for a couple of minutes, but then I kept going back and looking again. I won't do it anymore. Trev, when you look at websites like that, it can become an addiction that's tough to break. It's going to take some hard work, understand? Yes, Dad. I'm sorry. I don't want to look, but I'm afraid I'll look anyway. We'll get you help, Trev. Now, let's pray and ask God for help, okay? So how about you? You know, the internet has many good things to offer, but it also has many sites that are bad. If you've gotten into the habit of looking at bad sites, talk to someone and get help before it becomes an addiction. God tells us to think about things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Set your mind on God by spending time reading your Bible and talking to Him. Our key verse is Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. And our key thought, be careful what you look at. You know, life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? Well, that's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. You can listen in the car when you're on your way to school, or take time to learn more about God when you're on the road to Grandma and Grandpa's house. You can read those stories along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Just get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.